This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do, really. Now listen, you need to invite your friends. Okay? I mean, this is really what it boils down to. We used to get a very good and hearty involvement on Facebook. We don't anymore. Obviously, you guys know why. From the same basic problem on Twitter, whatever. Part of the reason is some of you know that I'm on a school board, and I make some of the local loons on the left crazy, utterly out of their mind. And they have this little rapid response team that goes out and just files all kinds of complaints with Facebook and Twitter. So what I want to say to you is, do you like the show? Do you like what you hear? Do you feel like it has value? Then let your friends know. Tell your friends about the show. Send them there. You know that we still do some, we're still doing, what do you want to call it, streaming on several pages on Facebook. Not any one in particular, but several. And I'm going to fix that over the next day or two. But at least start getting people ready for it. Look at it. We do the one on the... what is that? Vimeo, right? That's a great place to check it out. The one on our website, another great place to go to check it out. You can mark those pages. Right? If you want information, the show's coming on and how to get it, you can always sign up for the texting. And the way you do that is you simply text the letters TRS to 55222. That's 55222. That's how you do it. And then when we send out the email blast, you'll know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is a way to get involved in a combo. Also, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line. This helps me know it's not an ad, that you actually want something from me, want me to do something or talk about something. Send me the name of the person, the name of the book, the name of the topic. Give me some ideas as to what it is you want me to do. University of Notre Dame is not saying a word on confronting whiteness. Yeah, they actually have an event called Confronting Whiteness. Isn't that great? Now, the event is supposed to be hosted at the University of Notre Dame on January 25th, but the school's not offering up many details. They're being quiet about it. That's right. UND's Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies will host the event titled Confronting Whiteness at Notre Dame. Power, Identity, and Exclusion. So apparently if you're white and you're, I don't know, doing anything on your own, any kind of event on your own, then you're excluding the others. Which is just... anyway. It is what it is. Yeah, I'm tired of beating it up because we know. We know what the problem is. We know what they're doing. UND's Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies will host the event titled Confronting Whiteness at Notre Dame. Power, I want you to think of these words. The words mean everything to them. Power, identity, and exclusion. So if you're white, then you have power. You have an identity. Right? And you're exclusionary. Participants will focus on confronting whiteness, power, identity, exclusion, and panelists for the event will be Emmanuel Kennedy, a PhD sociologist student, Iris Outlaw, director of UND's Multicultural Student Programs and Service, and Lori Nathan, a mediation professor. The panel will be moderated by peace builder and conflict transformation professor David Anderson Hooker. Kennedy's research interests include mixed race studies and race and ethnicity. It's also examining Black Lives Matter chapters for his dissertation. Meanwhile, Outlaw conducts team building and diversity workshops, not only at Notre Dame, but also two neighboring grade school systems. She frequently shares posts from Barack and Michelle Obama, as well as the California Democrat Senator Kamala Harris. Now, watch. I'm gonna pre-say what the left is going to say. Well, that's because none of you do that. Notice that she doesn't post anything from Republicans, conservatives, because I guess we have nothing to say about diversity. Nothing good, anyway, according to her. Nathan and Hooker both have backgrounds in mediation and peace building. What is peace building? What is that? Not only in the United States, but around the world, it remains to be seen if their comments during the lecture will focus on how whiteness is perceived in America, or if they will draw upon their global experiences and talk about the different ways Caucasian individuals, or as we know them as white folk, in a more we are the ones, white people, the ones that keeping society from cohesion, from coming together. It's all our fault. Don't you know that? Campus Reform reported in the fall of 2018 on the two courses at California State University. One was at San Marcos. The courses were COM 454, the Communication of Whiteness, and SOC 463, a seminar in white privilege. I don't get how we're not supposed to broad brush except when it comes to white people. We're not supposed to broad brush except when it comes to conservatives. We're not supposed to broad brush except when it comes to old white conservatives. Everybody's exactly the same. One person says something, forget it. It's over for everybody. Stephen King, the representative, made a comment about, white supremacy. And again, in context of what he said, I don't know. I couldn't tell you whether he meant it the way some people charged or he meant it the way he said he meant it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Your host, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, have you guys seen these ads for, what do they call it, cool sculpting or cold sculpting or whatever? And what they do is they, I guess they freeze your belly fat or something. I don't even know what they do. But they make it look so easy. Like, all you have to do is, like, freeze your belly fat or the fat areas or what have you. And if it's, well, can't you do something with ice cream? Just, you know, you eat ice cream, you freeze that area. Everybody should try it. Grab some vanilla or chocolate ice cream and a few. Go give it a shot.
First.
What?
You first.
All right. Right after the show, I'll try a happy gallon ice cream and see how that works out. Let you know tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I just saw it on the corner of my eye. I'm thinking, okay, you're sitting there. It's really cold. At least that's what I've read. And so you're going to sit there and let somebody do that, and you're going to pay for it. And I'd love to know if it works. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Anyway, we were talking about the University of Notre Dame, who really, they're not publishing, they're not promoting their Confronting Whiteness event. And apparently it's so toxic, it's so bad, it's so disgusting that you're white, that they need to teach you how not to be white anymore. I got to see that. By the way, does anybody know that it's Martin Luther King's birthday today? Anybody? Martin Luther King Jr., I'm sorry. That's right. The 15th is his birthday. So, happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. and family. And I think this stuff would make him nuts. He'd be rolling around in his grave. Now, Nathan and Hooker both have backgrounds in mediation and peace building. And I asked you before, what does that mean? I mean, peace building, if you look it up, means so many things to different organizations. And they're talking about how they see the Caucasian individuals or the whiteness around the globe. Now, Campus Reform, where you'll find these stories, they reached out to the event speakers and organizers as well as the school, but received no response from any of them. What are they afraid of? You know, if it's such a great thing, if it's such a good thing to be part of, why don't they put it out there? Why don't they let people know about it, right? In the spring of 2018, Campus Reform reported that the University of Colorado, at Colorado Springs, was poised to give an academic credit to, academic credit to graduate students for attending conference on unmasking whiteness. Right, so you can get credit for all these whiteness conferences. I find it amazing. It's not even interesting, it's just hilarious. The school later rescinded the offer to grant students the credit, citing the university's non-discriminatory policy that requires all students to have the same access to the academic programs. The conference on unmasking whiteness was specifically designed for white folks. That's why they had to pull it down. I can't stand it. All right. Let's talk about the Trump citizenship question on the 2020 census, which is what they tried to do. Federal judge ruled against the Trump administration's addition of a citizenship question to the 2020 census. In the first major ruling on the controversial question, Judge Jesse Furman of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York ordered the administration to stop its plans to add the question to the survey. It needed to cure the legal defects that were identified in his opinion first. Now, plaintiffs said the decision was great. The ruling is a forceful rebuke of Trump administration's attempt to weaponize the census for attack on immigrant communities. No, for illegal immigrant communities. Look, okay, here's the deal. The problem is this. Most illegals, if not all, are not entitled to entitlement program money in almost every case. The way we figure out, the way we draw our lines, the way we figure out how many congressmen we need and that kind of thing is by the census. Now, if you've got people who don't have a right to vote and don't have a right to entitlements, and we're counting them as American citizens, that's wrong. That's a lie. That makes the census faulty. And you can say, well, we need to know how many people there are. Okay, so ask them if they were, you can't even say that. I guess you just have to ask them if they're here legally. It's really that simple. And what the judge said is this wouldn't give us an accurate count of the people here. They would be afraid to say anything. We don't have an accurate count now. Do you really think that all those people are telling you? Number one. Number two is we list them all as citizens. as residents. They're not. How is that an accurate count? When you have places openly admit, like New York City and places in Los Angeles, East L.A. and other places like that, where they have a large population of illegal immigrants, why should they be counted when it comes to representation? They shouldn't. They shouldn't be counted in allocating tax dollars. They shouldn't be counted, those kind of things. Those are not the normal way. Those are not what those numbers were ever meant to do. I'm telling you, there needs to be like a rapid response ruling for the SCOTUS. Really, there needs to be three judges or whatever that come together right away and can decide on these things. That can be appealed to this group right away. Trump administration had tried several times to stop the case from going forward, including requests to the Supreme Court. The administration is likely to appeal Furman's decision to the High Court. Plaintiffs in the trial include 18 states, several cities and jurisdictions, because they get more money for this. Do you understand that? They get more money for these kind of things. Along with civil rights groups, the trial addressed two of seven lawsuits that arose from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Rose. The decision to add the question, two more trials over the questions are underway or about to begin. Man, just take these all right to the court. There's got to be a way to speed this up. I don't know. I don't have the expertise in this. Opponents of the question say it will reduce response rates in immigrant communities and make the constitutionality mandated decennial survey more costly and less accurate. Yeah, but see, the Constitution calling for this was looking to know how many citizens needed to be represented by the government. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hear from President Trump's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States. One of the things Barr said today was that he's a fan of Robert Mueller.
I have known Bob Mueller for 30 years. We worked closely together throughout my previous tenure at the Department of Justice. We've been friends since. and I have the utmost respect for Bob and his distinguished record of public service.
Also going on in Washington, Republicans sat down and had lunch with the president. Democrats were invited but said thanks but no thanks, to which Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says,
"This was supposed to be a bipartisan lunch, but not a single Democrat offered to come here and negotiate how we end this partial shutdown."
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow rose 156 points to close at 24,066. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Come on, you know you like it. I love the big brass sound. But you know that, too. You've been listening to it for 10 minutes, you know that. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. No, I'm not going to sing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, like I said, to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And again, I do really appreciate the time you spend with us here. You know what? Just get involved. Strictly, just get involved. If this isn't your show, get involved in somebody's show. Help get the message out. We are not getting the message out the way we should, anyway, on social media. Opponents of the listen, here we go. I started to tell you, I know I have to reconnect, I get it. All right, so Trump's question on citizenship, real simple, are you a citizen, yes or no, has been blocked by the court. Because they're afraid now it's not going to get answered properly. Well, here's the deal. The whole idea behind the census is to find out how many citizens need to be represented. Not how many people taking up space need to be represented. If you've got illegals here, living here, hiding here, they are not entitled to our tax dollars. They're not entitled to be counted as a citizen. I mean, it really is that simple. And when it comes to the census, remember what that's for. So we can count the citizens here who need to be represented, legally represented, by congressmen, congresspeople, congresspersons, congresshumans. I don't even know what they're going to call them. And there's more questions coming up. This stuff like this, there's no time to let it drag out. Justice Department spokeswoman Kelly Lako said that we're disappointed and we're still reviewing the ruling. She added that the government is legally entitled to include questions on the census. Now, a key question in the lead up to the trial was where the request to include the question had originated. Now, here's the funny thing about it. My argument with a truly hard line left winger about the border crisis was, why was it a crisis? And I asked him point blank, why was it a crisis when Billy Bob did it, Billy Bob Clinton? I mean, why wasn't it when Billy Bob Clinton did it? Why wasn't it a crisis with, I'm sorry, screw that whole thing up. Can we cut that and go back? No? My point is, the border raid was a crisis and non-questioned under Bill Clinton. It was a crisis and non-questioned under Obama. With three or four times the people rushing the border, it's a manufactured crisis by Trump. If that doesn't show you the true color of hate, nothing will. Absolutely nothing. You're a DNA-D or a DNA-R. Like the Republican or Democrat are in your DNA. There's no way to change you. And that's why the judge, and the only reason it's a manufactured crisis because of Trump, when it comes to Trump, is because he's such a racist, they say. Now, a key question in the lead up to the trial was where the request to include the question had originated. Now, in the testimony, Ross said that the Justice Department had asked for it. But the documents released in the case indicated he had asked the Justice Department to make the request after consulting with the White House. So, because it might have come from Steve Bannon and or Donald Trump himself, it had to be a racist request. Now, it's really funny because the question has a reason. The question has an outcome, no matter who asks it, correct? Census experts applauded Furman's ruling. The administration decided to play fast and loose with the census and received a strong, direct rebuke from the federal courts. Now the Council with the Democracy Program, their counsel, Thomas Wolfe, said that today's ruling put the wind at the backs of the challengers, not just in this case, but in all the cases. I don't buy that. See, what happens is when this stuff finally gets to the Supreme Court, as it has in the past, their ruling is very simple. The president has the power to do that. And I think this is what scares them about Ruth Bader Ginsburg probably not being on the court very much longer. Because remember, it only takes four justices to get something put on the docket. And Trump will have the people he needs to do it. And we'll have less and less of this craziness where the president's power. Right now, the president's power seems to be based on whether the general populace feel like he's a racist or homophobe or whatever. When the Constitution doesn't call for that. It doesn't say to feel out your president or to feel out your legislator, and if you believe him to be, then his vote doesn't count. It doesn't work that way. You don't like him? Vote somebody else in. It's that simple. Democrat lawmakers had railed against the addition of the question, saying it would lead to an undercount that could affect congressional redistricting. Of course it does. Yes, all those illegals that you count on for voting, of course it does. Undercounts caused by the question would be more likely in the Democratic-leaning areas where there are large immigrant communities. Democrat lawmakers have said that they will seek to defund or otherwise block the question if not stopped by litigation. Senator Brian Schatz, a Democrat of Hollywood, of Hawaii, they're all Democrats in Hollywood, on Tuesday praised the ruling, saying that it confirms what, we knew all along. The addition of a citizenship question in the 2020 census was politically motivated and unlawful. Not true. The White House has a right, legislators have a right to add questions to that. Listen, it asks you color. And it asks you your sex. Why aren't those problems? Can't wait to see this year's census. Are they going to put all 79 sexual gender designations? Or are you just going to have male, female, and other? Just curious. Six former Census Bureau directors who served under Republican and Democrat administrators have opposed adding the question. right, that which has not undergone the rigorous testing. New questions generally go through before being added to the forms. Testing of the 2020 census questions has been completed, but after an outcry about this question, the Census Bureau said it plans to test a question this summer. How do you test it? I mean, seriously, what do you put it on a form, go out there, try to get people to reply to it? Look, we have to know who's here legally and illegally. I'm sorry, the Constitution is very clear about illegal aliens. Our laws are very clear about what an alien is, what an illegal alien is. You know, if think about this. If everybody just had a right to everything, just get here and you're a citizen, then the 14th Amendment would have read differently, right? It wouldn't have said if you were born on the soil. It would have said if you just get here. Just get to American soil. Would have been that simple. Now, you know the White House is going to appeal this ruling and many others to come. I hope this new AG really does fight. I hope he does understand. And I'm sure he does. But I really hope that he does push. He does. I don't want to say play the games, but I do mean play their games. Puts it right back in their face. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next segment, we're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke. He's asked a question, is the Constitution still relevant? Does it still work for us today? Well, if we stuck by it, it would work wonderfully for us. If we stopped jerking it around, it would work wonderfully for us. Now, somebody made a point about a comment I made the other night, and they're right. I was wrong. They're right. Go figure. I made a comment about the Senate and senators. Now we're able to vote them in. That the Founding Fathers knew what they were doing, and they were supposed to be appointed by governors. That way the true need of the state would be taken care of by the senators. And I said that should have never happened. But the amendment process was put in place by our Founding Fathers so the general populace could make changes when they needed to. So he got me. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Happy music. Happy, 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 happy. All right, we got to get that sound bite, too. What's his name saying? Happy, 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 happy. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. It's really this simple. Not a problem for me, anyway. The Constitution. I hadn't really thought about how to couch this, but it has got to be the most forward-looking document ever written by a bunch of old white guys. How's that? If you think about the basis of the Constitution, and I always joke and say the same thing. When they wrote the Constitution, they were looking around the room at a whole bunch of white guys and going, "Men are evil." So we have to make sure that we write this to protect, you know, the general populace and not the elites, because that's what we ran away from. And whether some of you want to hear it or not, there's a lot of biblical principle when the Constitution was written, and we could spend an hour on that alone. But what's really funny is think about the people who think today that the Constitution doesn't apply, it's outdated, you can't keep, you know, it just doesn't work for us today. And one of those is one of the Democrats' possible presidential campaign, presidential challengers, if you would. Beto O'Rourke. He asked a question. He wonders if the Constitution still works for us today. Now, he had a lengthy interview with the Washington Post. And as he is called by some, the next great hope. Now, here's the other thing I don't understand. The big tent party is pushing the white guys out there, all over the place. Some old, some young, white guys nonetheless. So, he said in the interview that he thought that maybe the Constitution was a little too outdated. Especially with the issues, you know, facing the country. My joke has always been, because they couldn't have possibly known about the internet, they couldn't possibly have known about Lady Gaga or anything like that. Right? Because communications wasn't an issue back then. Everything was perfect, right? The reporter asked the Texas Democrat about a range of issues, and notice how he boomeranged between a bright-eyed hope that the United States will soon dramatically change its approach to the whole host of issues, and a dismal suspicion that the country is now incapable of implementing sweeping change. Well, here's the thing. The problem is that what the left thinks is sweeping good change, the right doesn't like. And what the right thinks is good sweeping change, the left doesn't like. So it's not a matter of not being able to do it. You have to be able to get on the same page to do it. The left believes in bigger government. The more you give out, the better everybody's going to be. The right doesn't. And there's an idea. There is an idea that has left the left party. You know, truly and honestly, because in the days of JFK, true liberal was not one that wanted the government. They didn't want big government. They didn't want to give you more. Not that they wanted to keep stuff from you, don't get me wrong. But big government wasn't the first thing on the board back then. When he was asked to narrow down what the future holds, whether the country would solve its problems or simply avoid them, O'Rourke said he wasn't sure. Does this still work? O'Rourke asked the Washington Post. Can an empire like ours, with military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with traditional, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 years plus? Yes. Why wasn't somebody in the room there? Yes, it can. How do you think it came about to begin with? How do you think that we can have influence or, listen, think about something. Think about what you just said. We have a military presence in over 170 countries, yet we've taken over none of them because of our Constitution. Because of the people that we are. You know, I always go back to saying, we're so bad, we're so terrible, we're so nasty. First of all, If this country is so terrible and so bad and so nasty, what the heck are people doing coming here? What are they, stupid? I mean, really, if they're that sick and they're that uninformed, we need to send them back for their own safety, don't we? That's number one. Number two, who had the most powerful weapon on the planet for at least a decade? We did. We could have wiped out Japan as a whole. And once we lit those bombs off, don't you think our allies and others were petrified of what we could do next? We were the, in a very short period of time of being in existence, we were the most powerful country on the planet. We had the ability to wipe out millions. We had the ability to take over pretty much every country on the planet. And not only did we not do that, but we went in and rebuilt the countries that we bombed. We went in and rebuilt a country and cold-bloodedly killed about 3,000 of our men and women in Hawaii. That on a Sunday morning when people were sleeping or worshiping in their churches or wherever, came in and bombed our ships, bombed our people. Before even declaring war on us, before any hint of anything. And yet, even with that cold-blooded act of attack on our country, we went and rebuilt them with taxpayer dollars. That's how cold and nasty and cruel we are, Beto. Maybe you need to do... Maybe some of these newer legislators need to take a history class. Maybe you need to be able... Maybe that's one of the things we need to get into the Constitution. That you really have to take a history class that tells the truth about our history of this country so you have a clue about government. You have a clue as to how we got here. O'Rourke is considering the presidential run, as you already know. Running for Senate, he said, I was 100% focused on our campaign, winning that race and then serving the next 6 years in the United States Senate. He said, now that that's no longer possible, you know, we're thinking through a number of things. Here's what I love about this. You lost a Senate race and you were thinking about the presidency? Are we serious? This is funnier than funny. But even past that, look at who's getting in. Look at who's winning. Look at who's unseating some of what we would refer to as the normal people. This is really scary when you think about the hard, you know, far left people that are winning seats or coming close. I mean, this guy passed himself off as a Hispanic. O'Rourke passed himself off as a Hispanic. Why? If you've got the message, why do you need to do that? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the process, part of the fix. So CNN's had a couple of, I would say bad days. That's just me. And the stuff that they're so upset about is almost hilarious. Except that it's serious, and the fact that they even think about it is even more serious. But the CNN panel has a meltdown over Trump's sexist salad joke. The CNN panel accused President Donald Trump of being sexist. Like, this is new. This is like snoozer news, right? Monday night, the president made a joke about First Lady Melania Trump making salads. The president cracked the joke to the national championship-winning Clemson football team. That was during their Monday night visit to the White House. Trump noted that because of the shutdown, he had to personally purchase a spread of fast food for the team's visit and joked that his food choices were better than having the First Lady make them some quick little salads. Which, for me... She looks like the type that's probably a grazer that likes to eat, salads and light things, light foods. I don't know. I don't see her chowing down on a 22-ounce steak. Do you?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, you do it. You're a grazer on salad.
Yeah, but I'd also eat a 22-ounce steak.
You would try anyway. I'd probably fight you for it a little bit. Anyway, but it can't even have a lighthearted moment because it's a sexist comment. Yet these are the same Maronis that are okay with a 10-year-old dancing at a gay strip club from 10 to 3 o'clock in the morning in New York. That's okay. And we're supposed to take them serious? CNN anchor Erin Burnett and analyst Joan Walsh accused the president of being sexist for assuming that the First Lady would prepare the salads. How do they know she would have? She might like doing that. It might be a favorite thing of hers to do. She might like doing certain... There are certain foods that Tammy likes to prepare and certain foods that I like to prepare. Does it make us sexist? We just have a preference. Oh, my God. Well, maybe that has to do with our DNA or something. I don't know. But they called it appalling. Just another thing the president hates. He's sexist. He's homophobic. He's transphobic. He's a bigot. He's a racist. I don't have enough time to list them all. But I do have enough time to tell you, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Sign up for our text messages. Sign up for our email blast. Get involved in a conversation. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We want more traffic. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.